progressive, respectful, mentoring, compassionate. These are the values of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. And now we proudly present Palmdale Regional Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Uterine fibroids are non-cancerous, benign tumors that can develop in the uterus and can be very painful for women that have them. My guest today is Dr. Ambarish Bhatt. He's an interventional radiologist and a member of the medical staff at Palmdale Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bhatt. What are fibroids?
So as you properly alluded, fibroids are benign tumors in the sense they are not cancerous, but they are tumors, and the fibroids can happen in women of reproductive age, and the incidence is as high as 60%, and it's higher in black women than in white women.
How would we even know if we have fibroids?
Paul, that's a good question. So most of the time, the fibroids manifest as pain during your periods, cramping, bulk symptoms we call it, that's pressure, having to go to the restroom more frequently, increased bowel movement, and also causing a contour effect in the lower abdomen, like an abdominal distortion. And sometimes it's asymptomatic. You never even know that you have fibroids. And in those instances, it doesn't matter if you have fibroids because they're not causing you any symptoms.
Is there any risk that fibroids could grow or become cancerous?
It hasn't been proven, but there may be a focus of cancer in the fibroid, which is not a part of the fibroid itself, which can grow and progress. The fibroid itself turning into cancer is very rare.
So if a woman has any of these symptoms that you've discussed, she goes to see her doctor. What next?
So when she goes to see her doctor, most of the women go to their OBGYNs. They rarely come to the interventional radiologist as the first stop. The OBGYNs evaluate the symptoms, and they get tests like ultrasound and MRIs. The most important thing with the fibroid is we got to rule out underlying cancer, which could be a cervical cancer or an endometrial cancer. So they run tests like pap smears and an endometrial biopsy just to make sure that the bleeding is not from an underlying cancer, although there's a fibroid in her.
When does somebody come to see an interventional radiologist? When does it require procedural intervention?
Yes. So it has been historically taken care of by OBGYNs, and treatment options have been procedures like myomectomy, that is just taking out the fibroid and leaving the uterus inside, or hysterectomy, which is taking the entire uterus with or without the ovaries. So over last decade and a half, fibroid embolization has been used as an alternative to these treatments. And what fibroid embolization does is it allows the woman to have the uterus and get rid of the symptoms in a very minor or minimally invasive way. So women who have been reading literature or who are well-versed with the advances in the medical field, who have heard it from their peers, these are the patients who come to me. They tell their OBGYN, I would like to try this out. I do not want a surgery. I do not want a prolonged hospital stay. I do not want the complications that come with the surgery, and I would like to retain my uterus. And I believe there is an option for that, so I would like to see a doctor who performs this procedure. And that's when they come to me.
So then tell us about the procedure, Dr. Bhatt. What is involved?
Yeah, so basically I see the patient, and I counsel the patient about what the procedure is, which is getting access into the uterine arteries. And we do this as interventional radiologists, mostly from the groin arteries. So once you get into the main artery of the abdomen, which is called the aorta, the vessels are all connected. So with the use of small wires and tubes, we can get into almost any organ in the body once you access into the aorta. And the incision, or actually the hole that we make in the groin, is less than 3 to 4 millimeters. We work our way to wherever we want to. We park our catheters, and then we inject what's called as embolic material, which blocks off the blood supply specifically to the fibroids. And once this happens, the fibroids don't have a blood supply, and they infarct and die. And with their death, their volume decreases, and this accounts for the reduction in pressure symptoms that are associated with the fibroids. The uterus also shrinks because the fibroids shrink, and the fibroids no longer touch the uterine lining, and that's why it accounts for improved symptoms during their periods.
Then what's it like afterward for the patient?
Most of my patients stay in the hospital overnight because it is very painful on the first day of the procedure, because that's how the tumors react. Once you cut off their blood supply, they get really angry and they cry out in pain, and that pain is really, really horrible. And so we keep the patients in the hospital and give them IV pain medications just to control their pain. And because of the pain medications and the pain itself, the patients feel a lot of nausea and they throw up. So I keep them in the hospital overnight, make sure that the pain is under control. They are able to have a bowel movement on the next day, and they are able to retain food so that they can eat once they go home. If these criteria are met, I discharge my patient. So most of the patients, they stay overnight, go home, take it easy. For a week, they may feel a little weak, but you could go about doing your activities of daily living without a problem.
And will the fibroids then come back or regain that blood supply?
Yeah. So although fibroid embolization has made a lot of advances over this 1.5 decades that it has been used in treatment of fibroids, that is the Achilles heel of fibroid embolization, because we don't really take out the fibroids, we just cut off their blood supply. The tumors have an inherent nature to seek out more blood supply. That's in their genes to do it. And when we take out the main blood supply, they don't go out, but they look for alternative sources of blood supply. And if they find it, they just parasitize on that and they start growing back. So there is a 20% chance that we may have to go back in and do another embolization, or the patient may end up getting a hysterectomy. So that number is about 20% where there is a re-intervention or a possible surgery for patients who have undergone fibroid embolization. About 80 to 90% of patients experience pain relief or symptom relief and improved quality of life, but we still have that 10 to 15 or 20% who may need re-intervention.
In just the last few minutes, Dr. Bhatt, what should people with fibroids think about when seeking care?
People with fibroids who have been affected by these fibroids should definitely seek advice from their family doctors, or preferably the OBGYNs, and make sure that it is entirely from fibroids and it's not like an underlying cancer, as we spoke about earlier. They should definitely consult an OBGYN and make sure that it's taken care of as soon as possible.
And why should they come to Palmdale Regional Medical Center for their care?
At Palmdale Regional Medical Center, we are a multidisciplinary group. We have close interactions with our OBGYNs. We work together, and we've been performing this procedure for a couple of years now, and we have a good track record of treating these patients and their complications.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Palmdale Regional Radio with Palmdale Regional Medical Center. For more information, you can go to palmdaleregional.com. That's palmdaleregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Palmdale Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.